Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the love point of podcasts. In this very special episode, we're talking love again, because I've talked about love so many times, and this is now the third episode dedicated to Valentine's Day. So the first one was called Let's Talk Love, the second one was called Let's Talk Love Again, and this one's called Let's Talk Love again. And I want to jump straight into the topic and my reflections on love. And I'm going to do the same thing I did last year. It's actually pretty simple. First, I'm going to talk about my perspective on love at this very moment in my life. And then I am going to listen back to last year's episode and reflect on that and see what has changed. Now, the thing is, when it comes to love, I think so many people are interested in the topic because it affects us all. We want to be loved. We want affection. We want attention. We want all of those things. And that's completely normal. But, and I think I remember I talked about this last year too, I do think it's super important to love yourself first and foremost. The worst thing that can happen is being dependent on somebody else's approval and attention and affection. Because if you're not independent, you're bound to somebody. And if that person gets taken away or goes away, you're going to be crushed like crazy. And we obviously want to avoid that. I don't want to say that breakups aren't hard or getting hurt isn't hard. It's always hard and it gets to you. And that's completely normal. But still, there is a different level of getting hurt when you were really, 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 really attached to someone, or when you were attached to someone in a healthy way, because then you don't derive your self-worth from the affection of somebody else or whatever they think about you. So that's definitely one of the main benefits of being single and having been single my entire life, because I haven't been in a relationship up to this day. So that's definitely something that hasn't changed in the last year. I'm still single. And to be completely honest, I do mind a little bit, like 5%, but the rest, I'm totally fine. Because if you see it that way, I don't know what I'm missing out on because I have no reference. So I guess that's definitely a good thing for me personally. However, of course, I've had my experiences with dating and meeting guys and going out with them and like getting close to someone. And my experiences weren't that positive, to be honest. If I think about it that way, the last year has been tough on me love-wise. It was full of setbacks and disappointments or like misjudging people. And of course, that's not so good. But on the other hand, that's all part of the process, I think. Or maybe it's not. Maybe it's not supposed to be part of the process. Maybe you're just supposed to jump into dating and find the right person. But maybe I'm looking in the wrong places. So that's something that's dawning on me, because I've been online dating for 2.5 years and I haven't been successful so far. And I've kind of given up hope when it comes to online dating, so I might just as well try my luck in real life. But then again, I'm really tired and I don't have the energy. I really don't have the energy to go out on the weekends. I need calm weekends, I need quiet weekends, and I just really hope that things are going to be fine again, or better energy-wise, and that I'll be able to pick up my social life. However, as I said at the beginning, I don't mind being single, so the only thing I do mind is getting hurt all the time, or ghosted, or lied to. Those are all things that are, yeah, not so nice. So what I want to express with this is very simple. It's, if you're going through a hard time dating, you're not the only one. A lot of my friends are experiencing similar things as me, and even though it doesn't make the situation objectively better, it does make it subjectively easier to endure, because you know that you're not alone. And if you're in a happy relationship, I applaud you. I'm so happy for you, and I hope that you'll keep growing together. Now, I'm going to listen back to last year's episode, and then I'm going to keep recording. Talk to you in a second. All right, that was a surprise for myself because actually I didn't record an episode about love last year. It was 2 years ago. So episode number 56 is called Let's Talk Love Again, and episode number 9 is called Let's Talk Love. So if you want to go ahead and listen to those, do that. But I was surprised to kind of find out that I didn't record one last year. That just proves how time flies. Wow. But that's not the point. What I want to talk about is, what did I say 2 years ago? What did I think 2 years ago? And do I still agree? Well, one thing I said, which I do agree with, is that swiping is dehumanizing. I'm using one dating app still, and I don't like the idea of swiping, though it's easy, so to say, to go through different profiles and decide who is for you and who isn't. It would be so different in real life. It's no comparison, actually. What I also said is that love starts with yourself, and I mentioned this in this episode too. I do agree with that. What I also said is that you can learn something about yourself by looking at the people you resonate with and the people you draw into your life. And I think that's a very interesting point. What I'm thinking and asking and wondering about is actually, why do I keep attracting guys who don't want anything serious with me? Is it me? Is it them? Is it the generation? What is it? Is it the platform we're using to get to know each other through? I'm not so sure on that, and I'll try my best to figure it out. Something I also said is that true love is unconditional and rare, and that love is not a contract. It's unconditional, and that means that you love the other person no matter what, and you love yourself no matter what. And that's, I think, a big lesson we all need to learn. What I'm realizing, what I said then, and that's very wise of me, is that we're in a constant loop of searching when we don't know who we want and who we are. And maybe that's why I'm still single. Maybe I don't know who I am. Or maybe I'm getting to know myself slowly but steadily. And maybe I need that time. So I don't want to rush anything, and neither should you. And the last point was also very interesting. We need our own definition of love. Each and every one of us can define it for themselves, and that's the beauty of it. That's the power of love. The true secret behind it, if you will, is that you can make it whatever you wish for, whatever you want it to be, it can be. And whatever you want in a relationship, you can have it. You just need to communicate it with the other person. So that's why I think it's super important to be very honest and upfront with everyone we meet. Don't waste anyone else's time, and don't waste your time, first and foremost. I've been in a situationship for quite some time now, and all I can say is those in-between limbo situations, they're actually the worst. Clarity is much more important than we think. It's everything. Clarity is really important, so make sure that you're clear and that you state clearly what you want and who you are, and stand up for yourself. I think that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope you enjoyed this. As I said, you can go back to episode number 9 and 56 to, kind of get to know my thoughts of the past. And make sure to subscribe if you haven't already. And make sure to rate my podcast wherever you're listening, and to recommend this to someone you know. And I will catch you very soon on Thursday. Until then, stay tuned. Bye.